Welcome to another episode of the Biography Podcast from the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography, published by Oxford University Press. Once you've listened to this life of musician Maurice Gibb, why not visit the dictionary online at www.oxforddnb.com? The Oxford Dictionary of National Biography includes entries on more than 55,000 men and women who've shaped all walks of British life, from the 4th century BC to the 21st century. Maurice Gibb, 1949 to 2003, musician and singer, written by Tony Barrow. Maurice Ernest Gibb was born on the 22nd of December 1949 in Douglas, Isle of Man, the younger twin and third of the four sons of Huey Gibb, a Manchester-based ballroom bandleader, and his wife, the singer Barbara Pass. At the age of six, his twin brother Robin and their elder brother Barry formed the Rattlesnakes and began to sing on the stages of Manchester cinemas, performing short sets between feature films, particularly on Saturday mornings. In 1958, shortly after the birth of the fourth son, Andy, the family emigrated to Queensland, Australia, where the three older boys continued to perform as a harmony group called the Bee Gees, an abbreviation of Brothers Gibb, at beach resort venues in and around Brisbane. Their act owed much to the inspiration of America's Everly Brothers. Regular appearances on a local television show led to their first recording contract with Festival Records, a leading Australian label for whom they made a dozen singles and two albums. By 1965, the Bee Gees were voted Australia's top songwriters. The following year, their song, Spicks and Specks, went to the top of the Australian charts, although by this time, the Gibbs had decided to return to England. In London, the Australian impresario Robert Stigwood became the Bee Gees' new manager, and they consequently joined a roster that ranged from the Beatles and Cream to Cilla Black. The Beatles and the Bee Gees became friendly, Maurice bonding particularly with John Lennon, who gave him his first alcoholic drink and later presented him with a guitar for his 21st birthday. Boosted by an introductory appearance on BBC Television's Top of the Pops in May 1967, the Bee Gees took their first UK single, New York Mining Disaster 1941, to number one. They followed this with a string of further hits, including To Love Somebody, also recorded by Nina Simone, Massachusetts, World, Words, later recorded by artists as diverse as Elvis Presley and Boyzone, and honoured by the Isle of Man Post Office with a commemorative stamp in 1999, and I've Got to Get a Message to You, as well as several best-selling albums. Their fame spread to the USA, where the group's three initial albums, First, Horizontal, and Idea, soared into the bestsellers. Maurice Gibb, the most versatile of the trio, played bass guitar, piano, organ, and mellotron, as well as contributing to the group's distinctive vocal harmonies, though he was often overshadowed by his brothers. On the 18th of February 1969, Gibb married the Scottish pop singer Mari Lowry, better known as Lulu, and she moved initially into his Muse Cottage in London's Belgravia and later to a house in Highgate. The marriage broke down 4 years later. Disputes within the trio in 1969 paved the way for Robin's departure from the Bee Gees, followed closely by Barry. Each of the Gibb brothers now attempted solo projects, but failed to find any to give them long-term satisfaction. Maurice went into Sing a Rude Song, a musical produced in Greenwich, and issued a single, Railroad. By 1971, the brothers had reunited to make the album Trafalgar, which went to number one in the American charts. After a period of relative inactivity, the Bee Gees came crashing back into the headlines in 1975 with a disco-orientated Jive Talking, a chart-topper on both sides of the Atlantic, followed by the equally popular You Should Be Dancing, 1976. Stigwood strengthened the group's new association with disco culture by getting them to write seven songs for the soundtrack of his film Saturday Night Fever, including Night Fever, Stayin' Alive, and How Deep Is Your Love. On the 17th of October, 1975, Gibb married Yorkshire-born Yvonne Spensley. The couple had been introduced by the boss of Batley's famous variety club, where the Bee Gees were appearing in cabaret, and where Yvonne was manageress of the venue's steak bar. The couple had two children, and Yvonne was credited with helping Gibb to reduce his enormous intake of alcohol, which had spiralled out of control over the years to become a serious problem. Seeking a change of musical environment in which to make their R&B-orientated album Main Course, the Bee Gees moved to Florida, where they rented a place on Ocean Boulevard in Miami, the former home of Eric Clapton. The brothers decided to make their permanent homes in Miami, where they created their own music production company, Middle Ear Studios. Aretha Franklin's acclaimed producer, Arif Mardin, helped to Americanize their studio style, showcasing Maurice Gibb's bass playing more powerfully and accentuating Barry Gibb's high-flying falsetto, a vocal gimmick that became a memorable hallmark of the group's sound. Recordings produced during the later 1970s and early 1980s included six consecutive chart-topping singles in the United States. Titles such as Too Much Heaven, Tragedy, and Spirits Having Flown, from the album of the same name which sold 20 million copies worldwide, were released via Robert Stigwood's RSO label. In this era, the only blemish on the Bee Gees' record of musical achievements was their participation in Stigwood's less-than-mediocre film Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, based loosely on the groundbreaking 1967 album made by the Beatles. Meanwhile, they expanded their recording activities to write material for and produce recording sessions with a range of North American female stars, including Diana Ross, Barbara Streisand, Dolly Parton, and Dionne Warwick. In 1987, the international number one hit single You Win Again marked the group's move to Warner Brothers. Personal tragedy marred the lives of the Gibbs the following year with the sudden death of the youngest brother, Andy, himself a successful singer. Maurice Gibb joined the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1994. The Bee Gees sold well over 110 million records during his lifetime, won seven Grammy Awards, and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. In 2002, the three brothers were each appointed CBE. Although the group's work in the 1990s was less spectacularly popular, they continued to record until 2 years before Maurice died, their final album being This Is Where I Came In, 2001, a curious mixture of musical styles recalling both their disco successes of the 1970s and the earliest hits they'd written in the late 1960s. Maurice Gibb was widely regarded as the most gregarious of the brothers, a benign, down-to-earth peacemaker and a mild-mannered, stabilizing influence who maintained an equal balance of power within the trio. He died at the Mount Sinai Medical Center, Miami, on the 12th of January, 2003. During emergency abdominal surgery a few days earlier, he had suffered a heart attack from which he failed to make a full recovery. He was survived by his wife Yvonne and their two children. If you enjoyed this life of Maurice Gibb, why not visit the Oxford Dictionary of National Biography online at www.oxforddnb.com and learn about other people from the past? As well as more podcasts, you'll find biographies of thousands of interesting people who've shaped every aspect of British history.